Happy New Year, my Walking with Jesus friends. Today, we all step across the threshold into a new year. None of us knows with certainty what this year will hold for us, our families, our nation, or the world. I wonder what picture describes what you see out ahead of you. An angry ocean filled with crashing waves? A blanket of fresh snow, smooth and beautiful, inviting you to step forward with freedom and frolic with joy. A busy roadway filled with heavy traffic, requiring me to merge into fast-moving traffic quickly and very cautiously. A battlefield with warning signs that an explosive minefield is ahead of you. A pristine beach with crystal clear water, a cloudless sky, an endless horizon of beauty. Or what might be your description of what you feel on this New Year's Day as you begin writing the 2025 chapter of your life story? May I invite you to try something this year? Keep a journal of the significant events of your 2025 and be sure to add what lessons God teaches you in those significant events. I assure you, 1 year from now, that journal will be very valuable to you. Now today, on this first day of 2025, I offer us four guiding beacons of life truth from Almighty God, the creator of our universe and the designer of each of our lives. Write these in your journal as starting points for your 2025 life journey, and perhaps write something God speaks into your heart about each of these powerful verses. Maybe even memorize them. Are you ready? Here we go. First, Isaiah 48, verse 17. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what is best for you and directs you in the way you should go. How will God do that for you this year? And is your heart hungry to learn what God's best is for you? Second, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Jesus promised his Holy Spirit would guide God's people. Are you able to discern God's Holy Spirit speaking to you? Third, Jeremiah 6:16. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. We each are standing on the threshold of the new year. Who are those wise advisors who can point you to the good way, and will you walk in it? And fourth, Psalm 111, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise. You'll find that also in Proverbs 9, verse 10. Do you live in fearsome awe of God, and is he nurturing you with his wisdom? Now, on this first day of 2025, I'd like to lay down this challenge for all of us to consider. The God who made each of us knows us better than we know ourselves, and he has created each of us according to his design uniquely for each of us. He formed each of us in our mother's womb, and he is always watching us while he keeps us alive, according to Psalm 139. God can see our past, present, and future all at the same time. He already sees every moment of your 2025, so will you trust him to lead you through your year ahead? The God who made each of us loves us more than we love ourselves, and his desire every day for each of us is that we would experience his love for us and live our lives honoring him. So how will those two great truths about God's knowledge of us and love for us shape how we each live our life story in 2025? Let's pause right here and spend a few minutes with Jesus, thanking him for a new year and reflecting on these four powerful verses I gave you today. And I'll meet you right back here tomorrow as we begin our journey together into 25. I'm really looking forward to this new year with you, my friends, and what God has as his adventure for each of us. Are you ready? Watch for God at work in your life today, my friends.